Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Chaf, mitzvah 220, as we start off another week in the Sefer HaMitzvah Shiurim. Again, the Chanukah schedule, I will give as many as I can on those days. We'll see, we might have to miss a day here, a day there. All the kids are home, so we'll see what the schedule is. Either way, today we'll do one by one. Today is mitzvah 220 as we continue in the eight mitzvos here related to Matnas Aniyim. We have four mitzvahs related to Leket and four mitzvahs related to Peya. That's what I'm formulating. We'll see if that's true in a minute. But last week we did the two mitzvahs of Peya and the two mitzvahs of Leket that come to a field, the Aseh and the Los Aseh. And this week we have four more mitzvahs in front of us, all having to do with the vineyard. And the two after today's and the next ones, Reish Chaf Beis, Reish Chaf Gimel, has to do with Leket. There's Leket of a vineyard. That's called Peret. That's clear what it is. Today's mitzvah and tomorrow's mitzvah is not clear exactly what it is. Let's see what the Chinuch does. And these mitzvahs, we will be reading both of them in the Chinuch today, because the Chinuch refers to today what he talks about tomorrow. That's really where he has the larger treatment of it. And then we will continue to talk about a related issue that talks about Reish Chaf Aleph as well tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, so let's get into Reish Chaf. The mitzvah of Hanachas Pa'as HaKerem. Says the Chinuch that there is a separate mitzvah, asay, besides the mitzvah of Peah that we saw last week, mitzvah Reish Tezayin, 216. That was the mitzvah of Peah when it comes to everything, except for vines. Vines is a separate mitzvah today. Lohaniach Peah Bekerem, says the Chinuch. Upeah Zushal Kerem, Hotziah Hakasav Balashin Ololos. Where does it say Peah when it comes to Kerem? So that's what the Pasuk means, says the Chinuch, when it says, V'charmacha Lo Se'olel. Don't be ma'olel your kerem. What does la'olel mean? So the chinuch, following the Rambam, that we'll see in a second, holds that so'olel is just a lashon of corner. Just like the corner of your field has to be left for the aniyim, so too the corner of your vineyard has to be left. And the Torah uses just a different term to mean that. Lo so'olel. And if you look in the Rashbam says the same thing on the pasuk. Lo so'olel peya mashma. Smashba Peya, that's what Lo So'olel is telling us. So that's the Rashbam, and that is the Chinuch. Klomar, let's continue the Chinuch. Shenitz Tavinu Shenashir Kol Ha'ololos Shebekerem LePeya. All the Ololos, which we are translating as the corner for Peya. Vizeo Dechsiv La'aniv La'ger Tazov Osam. And that's what the Aseh is at the end of the Pasuk, which is the Aseh going on all the previous Los Aseh's. Leave them for the Ani and for the Ger. Acher Shezachav HaKarmachal Lo So'olel. After it says, don't be Ma'olel. Well, the Karim, it says, leave it all. So that's the mitzvah asay of leaving ololos in the vineyard. Zeu das harambam zechorna levracha ba'ololos hakerem. That's what the Rambam says ololos means. It means the parallel of peya for a vineyard. Shehem b'makam peya shebashar ilanus. Right, everything else of peya is included in the earlier mitzvah. This mitzvah is special. That's tomorrow, hopefully, we'll get more into special halachos that apply to grapes and to vines different than other items in nature. So hopefully that'll be more of a tomorrow's discussion. But says the Chinuch, the Ramban did not explain Ololos this way. It doesn't tell us what it is. He says, look tomorrow. I'll explain their machlokas in length, and that's the next mitzvah that we go to now. So we'll discuss this now, but it's really related. Today's mitzvah officially is the Aseh of Peah Bekerem. But what's this machlokas that he's referring to? So let's go to the next mitzvah for a minute. Reish Chaf Aleph, not to destroy the pa'as of the kerem. So l'chalos kol peiros hakerem beis habatzir, not to harvest all of the vineyard when at the time of harvesting of al yaniach me'em pe'al aniyim, leave it for the aniyim, as it says v'charmacha lo so'olel. And again he says that's the Rambam v'od amar ki mashakasa lo svarach recha bezeisim. Also what it says by olives later on in the Torah, that's also peya. Peya bezeisim is called peiros upasakerem ololos. It's all the same thing. The Rambam, the Chinuch, they say, these are all the mitzvah of Peah, it just uses a different word. The Ramban does not think so. The most obvious raya for the Ramban is that the Torah doesn't say the same word. The Torah uses a different word. It's mashma that ololos does not mean Peah. Ololos must mean something else. V'haramban zechorna levracha, hisigol abazev, amar kikulotos. It's a mistake. Ololos does not mean Peah. V'yomar kilav divakarmacha miyucha dafka bekerem. No. This is a specific mitzvah that applies to the vineyard without a parallel by other items that grow. V'hu. What is the mitzvah according to the Ramban? What is olos? They're arguing about a pshat and chumash. What is the word olos? V'char mechalos olel. What does that mean? So the Rambam and the Chinuch seem to say it means peah. Just by a vine. The Ramban says no. V'hu shenaniach ba kol ha'anavim haktanim she'en lahem katef v'netef. Basically, all the inferior grapes that don't grow in the proper normal way, you have to leave those for the aniyim. That's what ololos is for the Rambam. If they don't have a katef and a netef. What's a katef and a netef? Pirish katef. Katef means shoulder, literally. So what does that mean? Psigin zeh al gav zeh. A cluster. Grapes grow wider at the top of a cluster, and then it gets less and less and less, but they grow on top of each other. It appears like they are literally touching each other. That's katef. That means shoulder. Like shoulder to shoulder, that's katef. If a growth of grapes, I don't want to call it a cluster because it's dafka not a cluster. If a growth of grapes does not have katef, meaning they have a couple of grapes here and there, but it's not growing in the normal cluster way. And it doesn't have netef. What's netef? Tluyos kulan v'yardos. Growing in the normal way, hanging down. Hanging down. But you just have like one grape in the middle. No way over here, one grape over there. They're not touching. They're not focused. They're not growing the right way, the normal way of focusing, of going down. Those are inferior types of grapes. That's what you have to leave for the aniyim. V'nim salafizeh sh'ololos hein ha'anavim ha'ktanim ha'nim sayim b'kramim lefamim. They're still on the vineyard. We're going to get to this. It's not leket. It didn't fall off and it's on the floor now and you can't pick it up. That we'll see is called peret. But ololos, according to the Ramban, is not peya. It's a specific mitzvah related to the vineyard. If you have grapes that aren't growing in the normal way, they're singular grapes that are growing separate from each other, they're not on top of each other, so that is a matana of the aniyim and must be left. There aren't too many, there isn't too many of this. Right. Interestingly, by the other matnas aniyim, it is for sure basically going to happen. Right, peya, whatever grows, you have to leave, peya. Leket, whenever you lift something up, something's going to fall. Leket shichachat, you're probably bound to forget something in the field, as we'll get to. But here, it just depends how they grow. But mistama, there'll be some, won't be too much. And you don't have to give a shear for this. Right, the other, peya is no shear min haTorah, but 1/60th of midrash abundant. All the other items have a shear. But here, there is no shear. Because if they exist, they go to the aniyim. If they don't exist, they don't go to the aniyim. That's just the Metzias according to the Ramban. The Ramban says, and I have a Beferish Mishnah to support me. It's a Mishnah in Peah. The Mishnah says in Perek Zion, Mishnah Dalet, Ezehu Ololos. What is Ololos? The Torah says, Lo Sa'olel Acharecha. Kol She'ein La, Lo Katef Lo Netef. If it's missing the Katef or the Netef. Im Yesh La Katef O Netef. It has one or the other. Then it belongs to the Baal Avayis. Sometimes, says the Mishnah, this is what we discussed last week, sometimes you're not clear. Is it really touching? Is this a katef? I'm not sure. Is it mine? Is it not mine? What's the halacha? Says the Mishnah. Im safik la'anim, like we saw last week from Rav Shalty. Safik anim la'anim. And that's what the Mishnah says. So the Mishnah seems to be a beferish raya. Beferish raya to the Ramban. Says the Bartanura there. Ukshein shochvin ze al ze kimasui shal ktefo shal adam hu nikra katef. If they're separated, that's not called a katef, a shoulder. If they're growing together like clusters, that's katef and netef. So if it does not have the katef and the netef, that's when it must go to the aniyim. How does the Rambam answer this? Seems to be a beferish chazal, beferish mishnah against the Rambam. So we'll see soon. Let's just keep reading. The Ramban is not arguing lemaisa. There is a mitzvah of peah by vineyards also, but it's not what this pasuk is talking about. This pasuk of ololos is a specific mitzvah. Peah of grapes? You know that from the regular peah. Why should you need a separate pasuk to tell me they have to leave peah of grapes? You don't have an explicit pasuk explaining peah of a vineyard. You learn it out from Gzeirah Shavah from olives, and olives are included in peah, so the grapes are included in peah. Like the Gemara says at the end of Chulin, Beferish, Arba, Matano, Sheba, Kerem. The Gemara says there are four matanos when it comes to a kerem. Peret, Ololos, Shecha, Peah. That line is also mafurish against the Rambam. Seemingly, because it has peah and olos as two separate things on the list. According to the Rambam, olos is the peah of grapes. So again, it seems to be very difficult what the pshat of the of the Rambam is. And says the Chinuch in the next paragraph, U'mechla machlokosam zeh, ein lono tosefes v'giro v'cheshbon olavin. There is no less or more in terms of the mitzvahs here. Sheina machlokas, ela, the machlokas is pshat in the pasuk. They basically include everything, but pshat in the pasuk. Sheina machlokas, ela, sharamam zechorn levracha, yefarish lo solo lepeya, v'ramban zechorn levracha, yefarish oso lo los mamish. Right, he says, "Olos mamish v'yomad milashan acharecha peya b'kerem," and you learn from acharecha peya in the kerem. So there's really the ma'isa no machlokas. Does the Rambam hold the katef if you have that mishnah? The Rambam quotes that mishnah in Mishnah Torah. He does, but he mistumach just seems that he doesn't understand this pasuk as that. Olos is olos. You're right, but olos also includes peya, and that's what this is referring to in the pasuk. You have to say somehow there are two elements according to the Rambam, because the Rambam can't be against the mishnah. So if that's what the Mitzvah HaMelech says here in Mitzvah Kuf Chaf Aleph for the Rambam's Kuf Chaf Gimel, the Rambam says, V'nir V'das HaRambam, says the Mitzvah HaMelech, Devad Gam HaRambam Odeh, Tika Din Mechudish Shel Ololos. You have to say that, you can't argue on the Mishnah. V'chiyuvo Hu Inyin B'fnei Atzmo, V'ina Toli B'din Peya B'kerem. Mikal Makom, Savar HaRambam, Debazeh She'iniach Ololos B'kerem, Kvar Kiyem Ozeh Gam Mitzvah Peya B'kerem. It's just that this is Ololos, and it's unique, but it could be that the Peya of Kerem is different than the Peya of a regular field. Like maybe this, usually peya means the side of your field you have to leave. And we discussed last week about what if four reasons in the Rambam, why do you have to leave the side of your field when it comes to a field. But by a vineyard, maybe peya takes on a different form. Peya, one form could be real peya, the other peya could be these ololos that hang down, that are inferior. Maybe that's a form of peya by kerem, according to the Rambam. That's the element that the Mitzvah HaMelech discusses. Ulam ze pashut, d'gan la-Rambam ika beiz dinim nefradim, peya va-ololos. Ve'edem tuliyim ze bazeh, v'lachin be-kerem de-lesa bahem shum ololos adan chai mitzvahs peya. If you have a kerem without any of these inferior types of grapes growing, then you got to give regular peya. But if you have these inferior types growing, so then maybe that can be yotzei, your mitzvah peya. You don't have to give separate, besides that, for the mitzvah. By the way, the Rashi seems to hold like the Ramban. The Rashi just quotes on the pasuk, Lo solel, lo titol, ololos shebab heini karos. Ezo ololos, kol she'in lo lakatev lo netef. So you had the Rashi seems to go like the Ramban, the Rashbam seems to follow the Ramban. Okay, let's continue. Mishor she'a mitzvah v'dineh, kozavti l'mala, the shorish of these mitzvahs of Pa'as HaKerem, the Mitzvahs Aseh, and the Los Aseh. Officially, today is the Mitzvahs Aseh, Reish Chaf. I wrote before, as the Chinuch wrote by Peya last week, and that is, all Matnas Aniyim are to make us into givers. Acharei Pa'ulos and Shachos Alevavos. The more Mitzvahs we're involved in, the more giving we are doing, the more we become givers. So he says, refer back to what I wrote about Peya earlier. Okay, let's get into a couple of points that the Minchas Chinuch makes on these mitzvahs. Again, he also puts Reish Chaf and Reish Chaf Aleph basically together. So that's what we're able to do his today. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch and Oz Beis, at what moment is the Chiyuv of Ololos? When is the Chiyuv of Ololos? When does it kick in? L'may Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is if a non-Jew owns it at the crucial moment, or if Amakdish it. So, says the Minchas Chinuch. Let's look in the fourth line in Oz Beis. Hamakdish karmo achlo nodu ha'ololos. If the ololos aren't blossomed yet, if they're not formed yet, let's go with Rashi's and the Ramban's interpretation of ololos, because that's what it seems. If they didn't grow yet, if they didn't blossom yet, ein ololos aniyim, they don't get it yet. If it didn't grow yet, they don't get it. Ve'im mishen nodu ha'ololos hikdish heim shel aniyim. And let's say after they're already ololos, then I was makdish my vineyard to the Beis HaMikdash. I didn't have a right to give those to the Beis HaMikdash, because that already belongs to the Aniyim. Ein adam makdish davar she'ein shelo. Ein adam makdish davar she'ein shelo. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Peah. That it seems to be that the moment of growth is the key. When it blossoms is the key for the chiyuv. V'im hikdish. Now the first wide line. Kodim shenodu ha'ololos. Ubi ad hekdish nodu ha'ololos. Nach reiz et padim yad hekdish. What happens if I was makdish it before it became blossomed, before it grew, then it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash when it was blossomed, when it blossomed, and then afterwards I was poda it. So at the crucial moment, it was not mine. Right, so you have similar ideas in Mishnayis and Chala. Let's say it's my flour and I'm Akdashid, and then you do Gilgal Ha'isa. You create the dough when it belongs to Akdash, then you buy it back. Again, you might not be Chayav and Chala, because the crucial moment is the Shaz Gilgal, when you need it when it becomes a dough. So to here. What if at the moment of growth it belonged to Hekdesh? Efshar de niftar hakerem. It's possible there's no mitzvah then. Why? Because at the crucial moment it belonged to Hekdesh. Ve'en laniyim b'hem kivin shenodu b'yad Hekdesh. Because it became known, it became blossomed when it belonged to Hekdesh. But he also says v'yafshar back. He doesn't give an answer here. He says efshar both ways. It's also possible kivin shebiyad ha-Hekdesh eino chayiv ba'ololos. When it belongs to Hekdesh, there's no chiyuv. V'hu pada achar kach hariyu k'moshen kana pekerem u'ba'olos avi laniyim. Right, what happens if you buy a field from a guy? And it has olos in it. So when you buy it, so then what's the halacha? You have to give ololos. If those things are growing in you, but it doesn't have to grow by you. So it could be the same thing when it comes to Hekdesh. Could be, says the Menachas Chinuch, I'm not sure. He says both studim. Is it really key for the person to own the field when the ololos grow? Again, why might this be different than, let's say, truma or others? Because truma or others is just a percentage of my field. So if my whole field is not something specifically identified, that you might say that the chiv is going to continue till later. You know, it's my whole field. So if my whole field grew biptur, so I'm not going to be chayiv. Ololos is a physical reality. These types of grapes go to the poor. And therefore, if I have them, I have to give them to the poor. Even if they grew beyond akum, even if they grew beyond hektish, ololos might be different than all other matnas aniyim. This was about Hekdesh. Skip down to Oz Gimel. Says the Menachas Chinuch Venirali Gamkein. What about this case? The Machad Hifkiras Akerem. That's from later on in the week. We're going to have a mitzvah. We're going to discuss all the different implications of Hefker. How does Hefker work? Because that's what all these mitzvahs are about being mafkir certain parts of your field. So Venirali, the Machad Hifkiras Akerem. Let's say I have Ololos, and then I was mafkir my field, my vineyard. V'zachav O'acher. And then somebody else gets it. Chayiv. He's chayiv to give the olos. Ki olos lo haya bekocha lafkir. Because the original guy couldn't have been mafkir because it is mamono shel aniyim. So you won't be able to be makdash it. You won't be able to be mafkir it. What about, let's go to ozvav. A third case, what you might not be able to do. Right, again, if it already grew into ololos, it already belongs to the aniyim, so I can't be makdash it, I can't be mafkir it. A third idea that I can't do. Vehine, ozvav, lefi mava devor la'el, dam akdash karmo misha nodu ololos in akdash chal, tu davashina shalom. If I makdash my kerem, after it becomes ololos, after these inferior grapes grow, I have no power on them. So look at this nafkamina. Nira gamkein, di imzara tvua, tachas hagefen. Hashem, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Even though there's kilayim by all growths, by all plants, this kilayim generally, kilay zraim, kilay akerem merits its own mitzvah. We'll talk more about it there. Why? Dafka kilay akerem. All other types of kilayim are included in the same mitzvah. Kilay akerem of the vineyard, separate mitzvah. And it's more chamor. It's asur bahana, and you have to burn it. Separate mitzvah. Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse. So says the Menachas Chinuch. If it already grew into ololos, and then I plant zraim underneath, suggested Menachas Chinuch, I can't answer that into kilay akerem. Kilay akerem isn't a mitzius. It's not like basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav, if I mix your milk and meat together and cook it together, it doesn't matter that it's not mine. Oh, ain't that the most of shen shalom? No, of course not. It's a mitzius. I created basar b'chalav, so it's going to be usur. Kilay akerem is not just a mitzius. Kilay akerem requires ratzon of the owner. And therefore, like the Gemara talks about the first daf in Baba Basra, if you have a fence between a kerem and others, and then the fence falls down, you have a certain amount of time when you can put the fence back up. If you don't put the fence back up, you're megali your das that you don't care that it becomes kelayim, and therefore it could be a problem. But at the first moment, even if, let's say you were away, you didn't know about it, then you got, and you came at the end of the season, you see it's overgrown. It's not usur yet. As long as you separate it and do what you can. So to hear, says the Menachas Chinuch, it could very well be, once the ololos grow, I do not have the power to asur it into kilay akerem. Nira gabki di zara tfuwa tachas hagefen, ein ha-ololos nesar, and the ololos don't become nesar. I in a Rambam, da zareya karmo kilayim b'shvias, to hefker eno nesar. The same thing, he compares it to the Rambam in Shemitah. During Shemitah, when my field is hefker, when my field is hefker, and I'm zoreya kilayim, I plant zoreim into my vineyard, I can't answer that, because it's not mine. Ain't not the most of Hashem Shalom. Related to these two ideas, this has come up in past Yerim, when do you have the power to answer, when not? Like we said, if I mix your basar b'chalav together, so then that is, that answers it. Kilay karam wouldn't answer it. If I bow down to your to your dog. I didn't answer your dog. And on the Masdav Hashem Shalom. So when yes, when not. So Rabbi Chanan has a beautiful piece, which we've quoted in the past, in Kovas Ha'aretz, in Siman Ayin Vav, where he discusses there are two types of halachic actions. I think we actually discussed this in Mitzvah Shir a couple of weeks ago. There are two types of, right, when we did Komos Lev Rachmani, Yavin Mahani or Lo Mahani, this came up there. And that is, there are two types of actions done by a person, explains Rabbi Chanan. Yeshnam shnei ofanim bedvarim hanasem ayde adam. Number one, where hecha dechalos hadin naasem mikoach adam, where a person actively creates a chalos, creates a status. That's a kinyan, kiddushin, gerushin. The person is the poel of the chalos. But number two is where the person just does the physical act. He doesn't create the chalos. The chalos comes memela from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically, once the mitzias is created. For example, shchita. He says, what, I create the chalos by shchita? No. I do a physical act, and memela, Hashem says it's a shachar. It's exactly what you're supposed to do, and it's kosher. What's the person is not the matir. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the matir. The shchita itself, the physical act. L'may nafkaminas, there are many nafkaminas between these two types of actions. Can you make a tznai? Can you make a tznai on marriage? Of course. I marry you on condition that it snows tomorrow. I divorce you on condition that it snows tomorrow. I sell this to you on condition that blank. That's all okay. Type one action, you can make a tznai on. Type two, you cannot. This shchita should only be a good shchita if blank. No. If you shechted it properly, you shechted it properly. If you're a bar shchita, if you're a Jew, who's a believing Jew. Number one. So that's the nafkamina between the two. Or, what about, could you be chozer bo, la'achar ma'isa? Can you, he quotes all these nafkaminas. Okay, what about yavad lo mahani? That's what we discussed last week. But the other nafkamina is, do you apply the principle of ein adam oser davar she'eino shalom? If you are in control, if you do it, so then you might apply the principle of, you would say you can ask for something that is not yours. But if you are not in control, then you would say, in on the most of the Shalom. The same thing by Avodah Zarah, by Kilei HaKerem, by all of these, we would say, in on the most of the Shalom, because I'm not taking my kerem and asering, as we know, because you have to, it has to be l'ratzon. It has to be that you want it. Mashenki, something like Basu B'chalav, I am creating the iser. I'm putting two things together, so therefore you would be able to aser it. Okay, that all relates to Ozvav, the Minchas Chinuch, that kilayim, you might not be able to aser kilayim once it becomes olo. So what did Minchas Chinuch talk about? Hefker, Hektish, and Asri Mishum Kilayim. The last point that we're going to get to tomorrow, the Ozayin, maybe we'll end and start with this, Vinir Li Pashit, it appears to me, let's just state the din, and then we'll talk about what people say about this Minchas Chinuch after. Vinir Li Pashit, all the way at the end, to call B'chol Ma'anis Aniyim Shin Isbaru La'el, by all the Ma'anis Aniyim, let's say the field is owned by a Cherishot of a Katan, the Avr V'nat L'Ma'anis Aniyim, let's say a child owns a field, and he takes in the Ololos, and then he becomes a Gadol. Does he have to give the Ololos then? When he was a child, he was pater from mitzvahs. He's a lot by das. And now, all of a sudden, he becomes a gadol. Does he have to give the ololos? Says the Minchas Chinuch, Devadai mechuyavim l'kai mitzvahs aseid v'lazov l'aniyim. Minchas Chinuch thinks it's a davar pashut that he has to. That he has to. So the Achronim all get into the discussion whether that should be true or not. So B'ezras Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow, as well as the Achronim that talk about that, and then get into a couple of issues related to the uniqueness of wine and grapes in Halacha, in terms of Schita B'Shabbos, in terms of Aviyai Nesach, in terms of Hechshel L'Kabbal Tumah. So hopefully we'll talk about some of those issues in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.